It's Saturday of Passion Week, or the fifth week of Lent. It's the last day before Holy Week. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father Johnson. Today's Roman station is St. John at the Latin Gate. This is the traditional site of the attempted martyrdom of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. A solid tradition places John in Rome in AD 92 under Domitian. Tertullian relates that the Romans tried to kill him by boiling him in oil, yet he emerged unharmed. Legend adds that many spectators were converted by the miracle. They also tried to poison him with wine, but when John blessed the cup, the poison appeared in the form of a serpent. Hence, he is often depicted with a chalice with a little snake over it. Though he survived and later was exiled to Patmos, where he wrote Revelation, John is rightly honored as a true martyr, for martyrdom is witness. The Lord is the supreme martyr, for his passion and resurrection bear perfect witness to his identity and mission. The Church also speaks of red martyrdom, the shedding of blood for the faith, white martyrdom, the witness of ascetic sacrifice and suffering without death, and in later tradition, blue or green martyrdom, severe penitential discipline. Gregory the Great wrote both of public martyrdom in persecution and hidden martyrdom in the secret combat of fidelity and charity. Let's hear from Father Parish about this last day before Holy Week. Every person who loves Christ now tries his best to remain close to his suffering Savior during the last hours of his earthly life. The liturgy places us directly in the midst of the recorded events and expects us to participate. During these next days, therefore, we will traverse each road with Jesus. Yesterday, Friday, he came with his disciples from the desert village of Ephraim to Jericho. When near the Jordan, we heard from his lips the third prophecy of the crucifixion. Then Salome approached with her two sons, John and James, and begged important positions for them in the coming kingdom. This gives Jesus the opportunity to proclaim his wonderful teaching on humility. We stand close and listen. The Lord enters Jericho. I am Zacchaeus, the chief publican, the little man who wants to see the Messiah from a tree. He looks up to me and says, "Today salvation has come to your house." He stays two nights with me, a despised publican. Over the Sabbath, Jesus remains in Jericho. The next day, Sunday, he starts for Jerusalem at the head of a lordly caravan. Along the road there sits a blind beggar. It is I again. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He heals my eyes. I see. I am enlightened. In procession we pass through Jericho's inhospitable ravines up to Jerusalem. Night intervenes and Jesus stops at Bethany. He is joyously welcomed by Martha and Mary. Am I an active Martha or a meditating Mary? Possibly it was on this Sunday evening that the memorable meal took place when, with Lazarus present and Martha as hostess, Mary poured out the costly ointment for Jesus' burial. It was the act which estranged Judas completely from his master. In solemn procession on Monday afternoon, the King of Israel comes to the top of Olivet, weeps over Jerusalem, and then continues on to the temple. We feel ourselves part of this festive procession, waving palms in our hands. We accompany our king and watch him drive the money changers out of his father's house. Tuesday morning he returns with his disciples, and while crossing Mount Olivet curses the unfruitful fig tree, a figure of the Jewish people. This barren tree is likewise a warning for us. Verbal encounters with the Jews take place in the temple courtyard until Wednesday afternoon, when Christ hurls his eightfold curse upon the Pharisees and Jews, and leaves the temple forever. With his disciples, he then proceeds to the Mount of Olives and delivers his powerful discourse on the end of the world and the destruction of Jerusalem. Present in spirit, we hear this sermon and take to heart his final admonition, "Be vigilant." Meanwhile, Judas has left the circle of disciples and offers his assistance to the chief priests. Thursday morning, Christ sends Peter and John from Bethany into the city to make the needed preparation for the Passover meal. As evening falls, he bids farewell to his mother and his friends, and goes with his apostles to the upper room in Jerusalem for his last supper with them. In mind and in heart, we will follow our blessed Lord closely during these sacred days of Holy Week.